Well, this evening, each of us need one of these sheets out of your bulletin. And if you do not have a bulletin and need one, you can't operate tonight, even if you're not praying out loud, without one. And so Bob Drenth right there is passing them out. Just go like this, and he'll see you. Just keep up your hand until he sees you. And wow, and here comes Terry Rowland covering this side. So as you're getting those, I'm going to read through it with you. I was thinking when I was in my Christian education classes when I was in college, which they made all the pastors take all these different courses. In fact, you know, I actually had a song leading course, and my professor would roll over if he watched me. You know, the pianist never knows where I'm going. But in my Christian education class, what I remember, the only thing I remember is, you tell them what you're going to say, then you say it, and then you told them what you said afterward. And they said that threefold introducing, presenting, and pointing back and reviewing helps. And so I'm going to do that with you on these sheets as they're getting passed out. We're on the side where at the top it says discovering how to hold God's hand through prayer. And that the idea of prayer in the Lord's Prayer is that He is our Heavenly Father and we are His children. And we go through life, a child most effectively goes through unknown things in life. And I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about children holding the hand of their parents. They stay in step, and prayer gets us into that holding hand. And so I want you to have that in the back of your mind. And first, we magnify His name. And so in just a moment, we're not going to do this right now because I want you to think who you're going to migrate to. But we're going to migrate into a group small enough to make a circle and be able to hear each other praying, reading, or sharing. And there's more than enough room, and you can migrate to the other continents that have those ropes on them if you want. You can just migrate anywhere you want where you can get a small enough group to make a circle and be able to hear each other. And then using this sheet, you go around and you each have your own sheet and you pick any of these names. And someone's going to have to initiate and say, you start or I'll start or we'll go this way. And what you do is you say them aloud as a personal declaration. Now, do you all see where I'm reading? Can you see where I'm reading right now on this sheet? If so, say yes. Okay. Now do you see right where I'm reading? And Bob still has some over there if you need some. Do you see the bolded words? The bolded words where it says a personal declaration like this. Do you see those? Okay. Let's all say that together like we're saying it as a personal affirmation just to demonstrate what I mean. God, you are Elohim, my creator. Now, you don't know the power of that. Many people think more than they say. Many people have wonder. In fact, in marriage counseling, many times couples are at an impasse, and I say, do you love your wife? Yes, I love my wife. I say, wife, do you know that your husband loves you? He never tells me. Well, you know that I love you. And I say, well, just say it now. Well, she knows that I love her. I said, no, say it now. Well, she knows that I. And I said, you're not leaving till you say it. And men just get constricted or something. And sometimes we're like that with the Lord. We think all these things. But we don't overt. In fact, you know, that's one of the, there are a few differences between us and the conservative Assembly of Gods, for example, in the charismatic movements. And the Assemblies of God are overt. Now, there might be other things about them that you might not appreciate, but I appreciate their unabashed willingness to declare the truth of God. It's refreshing to be around people that it isn't like you're going, what did you say? They just say, God, you're Elohim, my creator. Now, we might feel uncomfortable around that, and we might feel, you know, that's a little too excited, but in your small group, go around and that all those bullets, and you can say, God, you are my God who is enough, El Shaddai. And don't worry about pronouncing him. Pronounce him any way you want. I mean, it's El Shaddai, El Elyon, Adonai, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. There's the one I was talking about this morning, Jehovah Ra'ah, that's the shepherd, Jehovah, and then just, you know, make a diphthong out of T and S, Sidkenu, and Shalom. And the last one is really neat, you know, Mekodishkem. But say anything you want, but say though, just, it's just like People like to hear you even try and say their name. I mean, people love to hear their name. God is enthroned on our praises as we say his name and declare. Did you know many people know more names of demons than they know of God's names? Because so many of the science fiction and the gaming industry has started to use things like the sixth book of Moses, you know, the occultic things, and they are naming. And so people talk very openly about demonic, satanic things. And they, you know, they go hard name, hard name, hard name, hard word, hard word. We need to declare the name of God. So that's the first thing you do in the group. Then secondly, that's the whole first part. We're going to hold on to his attributes. That's the holding God's hand as our Father. And after you kind of warm up, going around the group, and you can do it any way you want. You know, if there's only four of you, go round and round until you get all these done. Or everybody can do one. You just do whatever you want in your group. There's no set way. But secondly, after magnifying his name, now each of you around the circle share. Now see, this is where it gets scary. That's why I'm talking long enough. I want you to look around. And I'd like you to pick a group of people that you can do the second part with. And share just one area of your life you would like to ask for God's help, such as a job search or a parenting need or a marriage need. Now, by that, don't say, you know, I have this horrible, you know, I mean, that is not, what we're saying is, you know, share things that it's nice to share in public. A family struggle, a work struggle, a health struggle, a financial struggle. And then say this aloud to your circle. So you're going to sit there for a second till you all think of it. And then whoever the leader person is, you say, Lord, I would like God's help. Or just say, I would like God's help with my, you know, getting along with my children, or my learning to love my wife. In fact, after first service, I had two men come up to me. Interesting. And they just kept standing there. I said, how are you? They said, okay. And I said, how's your wife? Okay. I said, how would your wife say you are? Not good. How would you say your wife is? Not good. You know, and I said, oh, well. I said, how long has it been since you looked your wife in the eye and repeated some of the affirmations of Ephesians 5 to her? And they said, not for quite a while. And so I gave him a little Ephesians 5 card and commissioned him to do that. But Lord, I'd like you to help, or I would like God's help with my marriage or with my children or with my temper or with my job or with my anxiety or whatever you feel comfortable sharing. Now, after you do that, now one by one, go around the circle and take turns reading the declaration. Now that's where we're going down on this sheet. See at the bottom, God, you are self-existent, or God, you are, and then plugging in your personal needs. So look at the first one, and I'm not going to hold you anymore. We'll go to prayer. But at the bottom of your sheet, there's a little italicized part. And this is what someone is going to have to, around your group, actually offer on behalf of your group before you go through these God you are's. And you say, we come to you who are before all things. That's what self-existence means. You who made all things. You who have no limitations, but we are dust and vapor, so weak and helpless. We cling to your greatness and power. Lord, I am asking for your help right now in trusting you with my job, health, car, sister, brother, relative, you know, whatever, marriage. And so you could spend as long as you want. Everybody, one person introduces a self-existent thing by saying those words, and then you go around the room and say, Lord, I'm asking, you're self-existent, you're the eternal one, I'm inviting, and you say it out loud. See, that's why it's a concert of prayer. Now, turn in your Bibles to Hebrews 10, because I'm going to show you what I want you to accomplish tonight. Because this is what the Lord wants us to accomplish tonight. In Hebrews 10, starting in verse 22, actually it starts way back before that, but I don't want to take all the prayer time up. 22 says, let us draw near, Hebrews 10:22. The purpose of tonight is finding a group of people that you can draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water. Now, communion this morning was a time of preparing our hearts before the Lord and confessing all known sins and coming before him with clean hands and pure hearts. And we come before him in that heart attitude tonight. And we hold fast our confession of hope without wavering. We believe this truth about God that's on the sheet and what's in the Word of God. Now look at verse 24. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. See, in this small group, you're looking around that, however small your group is, and you're looking around the circle and you're saying, God, I want you to use me to stir up this little group to love and good works. And I met someone tonight, and they said, I don't pray out loud. I said, great, you don't need to pray out loud. You can sit in that group, and as each one's saying, Lord, help me with my job, as you understand what they're saying, you can ask the Lord to encourage them to realize God's greatness is greater than any need we have. But look at verse 25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The more dark the days outside become, spiritually, economically, politically, global everythingly, the more we need the body together, and we encourage and exhort and stir one another up. So I've talked long enough, so I'd like everybody to stand up and look around for people that you feel safe, and then migrate with them somewhere in the room. And Phil McCune is going to close our time a little before quarter after.